it's a little bit different. But we've had to change because we can't find cowboys like we used to. And there's no cowboys that are being replaced now. Everybody wants to stay in the city. Mm-hmm. The city pays better. You don't get as much for rancher. Even though our cowboys, we pay them, like for instance for myself, I pay them $400 a month plus room and board. Mm-hmm. And I furnish them a truck. They use the truck for pleasure and work both.
They live out at the ranch.
They live out at the ranch, right. That's the problem. A lot of people don't want to live at the ranch. Like, people have families, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I tell them that I pay county taxes, so where there is families, the school bus goes and picks up the kids and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go to school. But I don't know,
they,
people...
They get bused 50 miles to go to school?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But people just don't want to go to the ranch. They want to stay in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I guess sometimes they'd rather stay in the city, be on welfare than do, you know, and then go out to the ranch.
The ranchers themselves, they generally live in the city and just drive out to the...
Right, most of them.
Most of the county is... Very few people live.
Very few owners. In fact, I know just... Let's see, I'll go back. I know three, four... I know just four people that live out on their ranch.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the people live in town, and they drive out to the ranch. Now, they don't drive out to the ranch like... they don't go every day. Like, mm-hmm. I don't go every day to the ranch. What I have is five different ranches in five different locations. Now, I have work here in town, too, so I'll go like...
Mm-hmm.
Last night when you called me, I had gotten up at 5:30 and gone to one of the ranches. I've been gone all day, and I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And like today, I won't go to the ranch. I'll stay here. I have a golf game every Wednesday, so I'll play golf this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I visit different ranches and everything and just see how everything's going on. We're doing different work at different ranches. At one ranch, we have tractors that are working that are clearing the brush,
mm-hmm.
and I go see what type of work they're doing. And then we round up about twice a year, but that's really hard. Then we work from sunup to sundown.
Mm-hmm.
And from the moment the sun comes up till it goes down, we're working. Mm-hmm. And so at times you have to work real hard, and at times you don't have to work so hard.
Mm-hmm. What size ranches do you have?
I run about 25,000 acres, but I just own about 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I lease 15,000.
Is the rest just your family, or your family ran? Are they yours, or?
No, they're mine, personally.
Mm-hmm. I know it's on the map, there's a
town named...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my great-grandfather. He came from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how that... Well, everybody came from somewhere, except mm-hmm. for the Indians that were here. And he came from Italy and came into this country and started buying land.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up buying about 250,000 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had seven children. Well, you know, as generations come, they say, what, mm-hmm. from rags to riches in five generations?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a saying. And so all this land came. At that time, nobody wanted it. It was hard to take care of. There was no way. If you had a ranch far away, it might take you 2 days. And if it rained, it might, you know, you might never get home for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's hard to buy a ranch. Now, I bought ranches. I bought a ranch back in February. Not here, but I bought it up in Kerrville.
But
in Kerrville, which is west of San Antonio, about 80 miles west of San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought a ranch just as a plaything to keep it a while and then sell it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't run cattle. It's not it's not good country to run cattle. This is very good country to run cattle. We get the rains.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of the best. We don't get any snow. We don't have hard winters compared to the, you know, the, you cannot